This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We're all rats in a race. They call it the rat race. But the problem with that is, we're not rats, even though we may be in a race. We're human beings. So at the end of the day, the way that race impacts us is profound. Because we're not designed for the race. Rats are designed for that race. So we chase. We chase after wealth. We chase after money. We chase after our desires. And we continue to chase and chase and chase and chase. Until Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ He says, the dunya has distracted you, the gathering of it, you're chasing, you're running after it. It's distracted you. From what? Until you visit the graveyards. Allahu Akbar, is this a visit that you're paying for your brother and sister, lowering him or her into the grave? No. It's a visit where you will be lowered into the grave. Allahu Akbar. So we're chasing and we're going after the wealth and we're going after the desires. Until one day, all of a sudden, the breath stops and the heart no longer beats and the blood no longer flows through the veins. So all of a sudden, it comes to an end. My family was waiting for me. My family needed me, but I'm gone. So I made a trek. And that trek was to the graveyard once and for all, never to come back. It's all over in a split moment. You see, when we stare death in the face, then what it does for us is it makes us realize the amount of time that we have in this world, every moment matters. So we go after that which we're passionate about. We work hard for it, knowing that I don't know whether I'm going to live tomorrow or not. All of a sudden, the fear that you had to stand in front of this crowd and talk to them dissipates, it's gone. Why? What matters is what I'm building. That's what matters. The fear that you had to chase after your dream, give up your job, and set up your own business drops altogether. It's gone. Why? Because you know that you're leaving this world. So what do? You work hard to achieve what you need to achieve because you don't know when you'll leave it. And the second thing that happens is you now focus on the akhirah. And you focus on that which will last forever and ever and ever. You see, nobody is saying, don't build that business. Nobody is saying, don't have a loving relationship. Nobody is saying, don't enjoy your life and don't go for that holiday. But don't forget Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal while you do.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah wa man yaf'al dhalika fa ulaika humul khasirun.
O you who have believed, don't let the dunya distract you. لا تلهكم أموالكم. Don't let your wealth nor your children distract you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you're in that business and while you're with your family and talking to them, enjoying with them, playing with them, holidaying with them, don't forget, astaghfirullah, la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, subhanallah. Don't forget that. And don't forget your salah. Don't forget your prayer. Because that is what you will find with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. That is what will bring all the nur, the light into your grave. That is what you're here for.
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ
And I did not create mankind and jinnkind except to worship me. We're here to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're here to build a jannah with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal that will last forever and ever and ever and ever. You see, the race that we spoke about, it was designed by people that want to keep you in a cycle. These people consider themselves the kings, and they consider us the peasants. So what we're doing is we're just this hamster in a wheel moving in a circular motion. There's a lot of motion going on. The hamster's running, you know, putting one leg in front of the other and going faster and faster. But is that hamster making any progress? Where is the hamster going? Nowhere. Nowhere. Eventually what happens, and this is you and I, imagine yourself in that wheel. We're chasing this and chasing that and running. And what happens? A hole opens up and the wheel stops and the hamster drops dead. And in the same way, we're also going. So prepare for the day that you will drop dead. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to prepare for that. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and bless our time, our families and our wealth. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.